You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
Minden City Police report an arrest on outstanding bench warrants. Otherwise, a mostly quiet night was reported. And the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports a mostly quiet night in the parish. The Bossier Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Brian Daniel Parker, age 44, who was booked for first-degree rape and two counts of molestation of a juvenile. Bond was set at $1.8 million. The Bossier Sheriff's Office reports the investigation into this case is continuing with multiple victims possible. He was booked into Bossier Max facility. A reminder from the Department of Transportation and Development, starting Monday, beginning at 6 a.m. through Thursday, March 9th at 6 a.m., there will be intermittent lane closures on both east and westbound lanes of Highway 1 at the Regal Drive intersection in Caddo Parish. The closure is necessary to allow contractors to replace a cross drain pipe, with work to be performed, weather permitting. Today will be sunny, high near 71 with an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low 44, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Sunday, high 77, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Sunday night, low 54, south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly sunny Monday, high near 80. Partly cloudy Monday night, low near 60. And that's the area forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Mike Craig, Brian Raynard Hudson will stand trial April 28th for DWI. Chester Keys has a trial date of July 14th for DWI second offense, speeding and improper lane use. Chandra Nicole Mosley was fined $1,000 plus court cost or 90 days in jail, plus 1 year in jail suspended and 1 year probation for attempted felony theft. Jamarcus Reamer entered a plea of not guilty to simple battery and has a trial date of April 28th. The Minden City Council has a workshop scheduled for 4:30 Monday afternoon in the Pelican Conference Room in City Hall. The council will discuss street improvements, the condemnation process, insurance benefits for new hires, hear various reports. The regular monthly meeting of the City Council is scheduled for 6 o'clock Monday in the City Courtroom in City Hall. On the agenda, appoint a Director of Public Works, a Director of Parks and Recreation, a Minden Fire Chief, and a Minden Main Street Program Downtown Development Commission Director. Also award bids for street improvements project, discuss condemned property, an ordinance to abandon a 14 by 150 foot section of an alley between Elm and Center Street, an ordinance to abandon a 50 foot undeveloped street right-of-way with cul-de-sac in the Drake subdivision, an ordinance to amend and reenact a chapter of the Code of Ordinances dealing with occupational license taxes for mobile food vendors, discuss a cooperative endeavor agreement between the city and the Junior Service League, as well as an agreement between the City of Minden and the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. We'll discuss a speed limit change on Country Club Circle and hear other reports. The meeting is open to the public. Webster Parish Police Jury meetings are scheduled for Tuesday at the Police Jury Meeting Room in the Courthouse Annex. Committee meetings start at 9 a.m. with a meeting of the Road Committee, followed by a meeting of the Finance Committee. The regular meeting is scheduled for 10:30 Tuesday morning. On the agenda, approve board appointments for the Evergreen Volunteer Fire Protection District to reappoint Emmett Jones to a 2-year term that expires December 31st, 2024. Also appointments for Webster Fire Protection District 3 to reappoint J.T. Rudsell to serve a 3-year term from March 1st, 2023 through March 1st, 2025. We'll also hear various comments and reports. The meetings are open to the public. An event honoring Lajarius Sneed, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, is scheduled for today in downtown Minden. A parade is scheduled to start at noon today, followed by a ceremony and presentation in front of the Webster Parish Courthouse. Everyone is invited. The annual UCAP Hunger Fest and Dessert Auction is scheduled for 6 p.m. March 23rd at First United Methodist Church. The meal will include a bowl of soup, crackers, and iced tea, along with an auction for cakes, pies, cookies, and candy. Tickets are $5 per person and are available from any UCAP volunteer or can be purchased at the door. Proceeds will go to the UCAP program to assist with utilities, rent, emergency, lodging, and food. The Joe LeBlanc Food Pantry, along with M25 Ministries, is sponsoring a red beans and rice plate giveaway today. The giveaway starts at noon today. It's a drive-through event and will be held at 814 Constable. The True Life Church of God in Christ will hold an evening of song and praise program tonight starting at 6 o'clock. On the program, the Flint Southerners out of Flint, Michigan, Pastor Dwight Robinson and Truth of Braxton, Mississippi, and the Voices of Thunder of Ruston, and everyone is invited. The musical program, The Old Ship of Zion, is scheduled for 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at the Mayflower Baptist Church on Harris Road, with a program honoring their pastor, Randell Scott Clark. Guest MC is Pastor Don Pope II. Everyone is welcome. Revival services are scheduled for March 7th through the 9th at 7 o'clock each evening at the House of Faith Ministry at 501 Carolina. Cordell Hamilton of From Bondage to Freedom is the guest evangelist. The pastor is Joshua Williams Sr. And an installation program for pastor and overseer Joshua Williams Sr. is scheduled for 3 p.m. March 12th at the House of Faith Ministry. Special guest will be James Bonner of the Sweet Home Baptist Church. A meeting of the Allen Cemetery Association is scheduled for 4 p.m. Saturday, March 11th in the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church. All with loved ones in the cemetery or those who own plots or wish to purchase plots are all invited to attend the meeting. Funeral services for Wesley Lee Roy of Minden are scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning at the Eastside Missionary Baptist Church with Chet Johnson officiating. Burial will be in the Gardens of Memory Cemetery. Survivors include a daughter, Tammy Trainer, sons Joey Roy, Gene Roy, Michael Roy. Also survived by the 10 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren also survive. Graveside services for Anthony Rambo Jr. is scheduled for today at noon. The service will be in the Growing Valley Cemetery. Funeral service for Rosie Duty, age 80, are scheduled for 1 o'clock today at Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly, with burial in the Home Civic League Cemetery in Dubberly. Funeral services for Malcolm Weaver are scheduled for 1 o'clock today in the Roseneath Chapel, with Reverend Gary Paul officiating. Burial will be in the Gilgal Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Nelwyn Weaver, a son, a daughter, Debbie Dietrich of Houghton, 5 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren. Graveside service for Roger W. Boykin is scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Old Appeal Cemetery in Hoodig, Arkansas, with Richard Methvin officiating. Survivors include his wife, Ann Boykin, his children, along with 2 grandchildren and 1 great-grandson, also survives. Funeral services for Betty F. McCann are scheduled for 10 o'clock Monday morning at Eastside Missionary Baptist Church, with Chet Johnson and Richard Methvin officiating. Burial will be in Gardens of Memory. A visitation is scheduled for 5 p.m. Sunday at Eastside Missionary Baptist Church. Survivors include a sister, Jeanette Robin, 2 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lewis Mack McDowell, age 67, of Princeton, are scheduled for 11 o'clock Tuesday morning at the Mount Calm Baptist Church. Burial will follow in the Mount Olive Cemetery under direction of the Minden Benevolent Funeral Home Chapel.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions with convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville. Call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost, and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have the area code, that is, of 318, unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 99 Suburban, $5,500 or best offer. Call 268-5354. They have a 99 Suburban for sale, $5,500 or best offer. Call 268-5354. Wanted, a purple Martin house. Call 8035. Wanted, a purple Martin house at 8035. For sale, a 6.5 foot tall windmill, $125. Call 7211. That's a 6.5 foot windmill for sale for $125. Call 7211. For sale, a battery-powered wheelchair that does need batteries. Make offer. Call 268-1304. They have a battery-powered wheelchair for sale. It will need batteries. Call 268-1304. Wanted, a private pond to do some fly fishing somewhere between Houghton and Minden. Call 518-2432. They'd like to fish in a private pond. They want to fly fish somewhere between Houghton and Minden. Call 518-2432. For sale, a headache rack for a pickup, $50. Call 658-6839. They have a headache rack for a pickup truck for sale. They're asking $50. Call 658-6839. A room for rent for $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. They have a room available for rent, $300 a month with bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. They're at 639-9340. For sale, a 2004 Ford Expedition. Asking $3,000, 691-0591. That's a 2004 Expedition for sale, $3,000, 691-0591. Wanted, a HUD-approved home at 553-3788. Wanted, a HUD-approved home. Call 553-3788. A truck for sale for parts for $400. Call 3991. For sale, a truck for parts. They're asking $400. Call 3991. For sale, a ceiling fan, $50 at 299-0943. For sale, a ceiling fan, $50. Call 299-0943. A pellet grill for sale, $1,300. Call 725-9560. That's for sale, a pellet grill. They say still in the box. They're asking $1,300. Call 725-9560.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.